5. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Pastor David Whitney, and we're going to be talking this morning about our wonderful Constitution, a document that was designed by our founders to secure our God-given liberties. You see, if you understand our founders' worldview, it was a biblical view of law and government. Now, that's not to say that every single one of our founders was an Orthodox Christian. People like Thomas Jefferson, even though not an Orthodox Christian, he claimed to be a Christian and claimed to be a follower of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Nonetheless, all of our founders, whether they were Orthodox Christians or not, agreed on the idea that government exists, as expressed in our Declaration of Independence, that government exists to secure the God-given rights of the people. That's its sole purpose. Therefore, our covenant that we formed in creating federal government as well as each state government is through that Constitution. That covenant we formed is designed to secure our God-given rights. So each of the articles of the Constitution, as well as the Bill of Rights, which we've already studied in preceding months, and now we're going to look at the amendments following the Bill of Rights, each of these was designed initially that they would restrict the powers of the federal government. The government can do these certain things and not these other things. The restrictive document. Well, we've been talking about the Bill of Rights and how that secured further our God-given rights against government encroachment. Now, we've been talking about the subsequent amendments following that, which, with a few minor exceptions, those subsequent amendments actually expanded the power of the federal government, did the opposite of what our founders designed them to do. We spoke last time, or began to speak last time, about the 13th Amendment, which was following the war for, well, there's many different names, but I like to call it the war to prevent Southern independence. The South was doing the same thing that we, the 13 colonies, did in the Declaration of Independence. They said the government has become tyrannical, the government has broken the law, and therefore we have a God-given right, as the Declaration clearly states, to either alter that form of government or to abolish that form of government. In the case of the states that seceded from the Union, they all understood, as did the rest of the states in the Union at that point in time, that they had the right to secede from the Union. Unfortunately, President Lincoln had a different view, and his view, I believe, is a tyrannical view that says you cannot leave this Union except in a body bag. And the hundreds and thousands of young men whose lives were ended, and then hundreds of thousands more who were crippled and maimed for life, and the South destroyed, and cities and towns ravaged, all that was to do what? To say that you don't have the privilege to do what our founders did in the Declaration of Independence, saying we have a God-given right to form our own government. Well, the conclusion of that war brought the 13th Amendment, which was the abolition of slavery, 1865. And by the way, slavery really wasn't the issue that the war to prevent Southern independence was about. If you read Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address, you'll see very clearly he had no intention, he said, of even touching the institution of slavery. He only brought in the slavery issue later in the war when politically it was to his advantage. Things were not going his way. The war was not looking good. He wanted to prevent European powers from siding with the South. All those were reasons why he brought slavery into the picture and tried to make it look like slavery was the issue that was being fought over. It was not the issue being fought over. It was really, and the 13th Amendment illustrates this, it was really an issue of determining the balance of powers between state and federal government. You see, our founders were very wise in their structure of our civil government. As most people know, taking basic civics, they created three branches of government, executive, legislature, and the judiciary, three branches of government, so that each would be a check upon the powers of the other branch of government. No one would be able to accumulate power in their own hands and be able to act against that which would violate the God-given rights of the citizens. So those three branches of government, most people have heard their existence, and they're designed to check the powers between them. But most people have not heard about the four levels of government created by our founders. And again, each one of these levels is designed to be a check against the powers of the other level. So you have the federal level of government, you have the state level of government, you have the county level of government, and then the town or the township, depending on which part of the country you're in. And especially it was designed that the states would have an enormous range of powers that would check the power of the central federal government. The reason this being is they recognize that if you allow one level of government to gain too much power, that level will become tyrannical. It will abuse that power. Our founders are so wise, and their wisdom came from the Word of God. They knew that all men are sinners. All men are fallen. And even if a man is a Christian and therefore has the Holy Spirit indwelling him, he is not yet perfected. He is in this world. God is working on him, changing his character, making it more like Christ. But he is not yet perfect. Therefore, no human being can be entrusted with unchecked power. And no branch of, or no level of government, nor branch of government can have unchecked power. So they created basically a competition that meant the states would have a wide-ranging circle of powers. And by the way, if you want to read the details of this, just turn to the Federalist Papers. Read Federalist Paper number 45, which was three of our founders explaining why the Constitution was valuable and what the details meant. They explained there that the states would have a wide-ranging number of powers, and the federal government would have very restricted, very limited power. Why was that? Well, they knew competition's a good thing. Monopoly is a bad thing. Including competition in government is a good thing, where monopoly is a bad thing. So with the states, originally 13 states, you have competition among the 13 states for citizens and business and so on. And so if you resided in one state and you were really upset with what was happening politically there, or you didn't like the way the laws were being passed or the laws that were passed and so on, you didn't care for what was taking place there, you had a freedom to leave that state, move to another state that was more to your liking. So if you didn't like an established church, which Massachusetts had up to 1838, you could leave. You could go to a state like Rhode Island with no established church. Our founders wanted a balance of power.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Center.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and let me remind you, I will be there, I guess, tomorrow evening in Loveland. We're going to be speaking there at the Rinalda Theater, and if you want any more information, the number is 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742. I'm sure that you will just be able to come in and show up at the door, but you better give them a call. They're making all the arrangements, and just a couple of guys who asked me to come back there and speak. Hopefully that we can begin to reach some of the people who don't know what the problem is and make them aware of what's really going on. Well, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney, who is talking about the importance of the Constitution. And you notice the only person talking about this at the national level is Congressman Ron Paul. Everybody else is saying what they think would be best for the government to do. And it's not what we think is important. It's what the Constitution says. Why? Because wouldn't it be wonderful if we could provide something for everybody and help everybody, but that's not the function of government. And, of course, when people want to begin to provide for the health and education of and welfare of the people, they have to be able to control the people, because government has no money what it takes from us other than what it takes from us. And a government that can provide whatever we need must be able to take whatever we have, and there is no restriction on the government at that point. Men are only free when the power of government is restricted, because that government governs best that governs the least. Our founding fathers knew that. They feared government, as Pastor Whitney has said, and so they created a constitution that limited the power of government, and that's what the first 10 amendments do. And then after you get to the 13th Amendment, it's downhill from there, because there have been always those who want to centralize power with government. There is a move to create a dictatorship today, and we are well on our way. All we need is an incident, and freedom as you know it will be gone. And you need to read the last two presidential directives, the one on national security and homeland security. National Security Presidential Directive 51, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. You can go to the whitehouse.gov, pull them down and read them. Congress does not have to be contacted. There is no time limitation. The dictatorship will last forever. And people say, oh, well, George Bush wouldn't do that. Well, maybe George Bush would, or maybe he wouldn't. Well, what about the next president or the next president? Or the next president, assuming we have more presidential elections. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing. Understand, there is basically evil in the heart of men. Go ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, the 13th Amendment, as we stated, really did a destructive work against the powers of the state. And, you know, you might agree with it and say, okay, slavery should be abolished, but that should have been something determined on the state level, state by state, and not something forced upon the states by the federal government. Now, it's interesting, all the 13th Amendment did was abolish slavery. The Supreme Court, in a case in 1883, determined that that was the only thing it did, that it did not end discrimination or segregation so that could continue. Well, so that was the original intent, only to abolish slavery, not anything else. Well, in 1968, the federal court reinterpreted that, and then Jones v. Mayer, they said, well, of course, the 13th Amendment also abolished all the badges and incidences of slavery, and so they forced a further level upon the states, that was not even intended by the 13th Amendment. By the way, one of the most dangerous phrases that occurs first time in the 13th Amendment is this: Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Basically giving Congress a blank check, saying, Congress, whatever you think is necessary to enforce this, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and make this into law. It's the first time that this was written in one of our amendments, but it was also included in the 14th, 15th, 18th, 19th, 23rd, 24th, and 26th Amendment, and it has vastly expanded the federal power well beyond anything our founders ever intended in the restrictive kind of structure they placed upon our federal government. Well, moving on 3 years later to the 14th Amendment, 1868, it was even more damaging of our God-given rights. And it's by most scholars considered the most important amendment since the Bill of Rights, and most important because it's used almost in every court case that goes to a federal level. They'll throw the 14th Amendment in there because of its broad reach in what it claims to encompass. Basically, the 14th Amendment is taking phrases out of the Fifth Amendment. You know, the Fifth Amendment restricts the powers of the federal government, states nothing about what the state governments are to do. That's the Fifth Amendment. Well, it takes the exact phrase out of that states may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The Fifth Amendment only applies to the federal government. The 14th Amendment says that phrase of the Fifth Amendment now applies to the states. The states may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, many people would say, well, David, why would you object to that? That's a good thing that the states do not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Yes, it is a good thing, but it is not the duty or the job of the federal government to oversee the states' due process of life, liberty, or property. It's not their job. It's giving jurisdiction, giving powers to the federal government that are dangerous. And the expansion of government since 1868 has shown just how dangerous indeed it is to give the federal government this kind of power. What has resulted is centralizing all power in the federal government in Washington, D.C., and stripping the powers away from the state governments. Think about it for a moment. Which form of government do you have a likelier probability of having an influence upon? Your state government or the federal government? Doesn't take very long to conclude that answer. Of course, you're going to have very little influence on the federal government, and you might have a great deal of influence on the state government. I ran for office this past election cycle here in the state of Maryland for state delegate, and actually I was going up against the third most powerful man in the state of Maryland, the Speaker of the House of Maryland. And I'm just a small individual, didn't even raise a whole lot of money, but I could do that on a state level. I could never accomplish that on a federal level. And so our founders recognized that it was very important to give states wide-ranging powers and the federal government very limited power. And so the expression of what the 14th Amendment does here, I think, was a bad move, a bad decision. But adding to that and making it even worse is the misinterpretation of the original intent of the 14th Amendment in what is today called the Incorporation Doctrine. Incorporation Doctrine claims that everything that restricted the federal government in our Bill of Rights through the 14th Amendment here is now restricting the state governments. So not just the phrase out of the Fifth Amendment that's the actual text of the 14th Amendment, that no state can deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Not just that phrase out of the Fifth Amendment, but all of the Fifth Amendment, all of the First, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth, all 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, now is being applied to the states. And the most obvious place to see this is with the First Amendment. You read the First Amendment, the text of the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now the federal courts apply that to not only the states, but also to the counties, and also they apply it to all four levels of government, when the First Amendment obviously only applies to the federal government, and it never was intended to apply to the state governments. We know that because many states, 9 of the 13 original states, had established churches. They were saying the federal government can't establish a church, but the state governments can establish a churches. And so the courts have falsely misinterpreted the 14th Amendment to say this incorporation doctrine means the entire Bill of Rights applies to the states.
And I think that people have to understand that by so doing, they were beginning to undermine the religious foundation of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not to say whether you're to be Catholic or Protestant, or if you're a Protestant, which one of the denominations you're to follow. But all of them believed in the divinity of Jesus Christ. There has been an organized, orchestrated effort long before, you know, the 14th Amendment was passed to destroy the religious foundation of this country, because if they knew if they could destroy the religious foundation of this country, they could declare a dictatorship. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the whole purpose behind everything going on in the world today is to create a one-world government and a one-world religion to destroy Christianity and bring in the world leader. That's what it's all about. And the men who were on the Supreme Court back there in the 60s, when they actually took, you know, God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Bible out of our schools, that was their goal, that was their objective. They knew exactly what they were doing. They weren't interested in freedom. They were interested in destroying freedom. And they realized how important Christianity was in preserving freedom. They wanted to change the moral outlook of our people. And boy, did they do a good job. Go ahead, David.
Well, the proof in the pudding in terms of the 14th Amendment's original intent is an amendment that was attempted to pass but never succeeded, called the Blaine Amendment, named after a congressman from Maine, B-L-A-I-N-E. If you want to look it up and Google it and do a little research, you'll discover this amendment took the exact wording of the First Amendment, but instead of saying Congress shall not make any law, it said the state shall not make any law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and so on. So it took the exact wording but applied it to the states. It failed. It never passed through both houses of Congress, and obviously then never came to the people to ratify it in the individual states. So the Blaine Amendment proves the point that the 14th Amendment was never intended to do anything other than apply that the state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property. That phrase out of the Fifth Amendment was the only thing out of the Bill of Rights that was applied to the states through the 14th Amendment. The incorporation doctrine is false. The history proves that it is false to any objective observer. But, of course, the wicked people in control of our courts, they know that most Americans have never heard of the Blaine Amendment and are never going to bother to research it for themselves to discover that the leaders in our country, the courts, as well as the congressmen, are a bunch of liars and frauds, and they're seeking to deceive us into destroying our constitutional republic. And, boy, they're doing a good job of deceiving people, which is why we're teaching these truths on the air and spreading this message around the country. The result of the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment of this incorporation doctrine has said that the First Amendment applies not just to Congress, as it obviously does, but it also applies to every state, and then it also applies to every county, and it also applies to every town, and every branch and every activity of government on all of those levels of government. Which is why they have been able to say, we have to remove Christianity from our schools because our public schools are an activity of government on the local level or on the county level, and because the state can't do it and the federal government can't do it, so the local school board can't do it as well. Most Americans don't understand this, that what they have done, as you said, Dr. Stan, is attack the very foundation of liberty in our country. They have attacked Christianity and attacked the communication of Christian truths to the next generation, which is what should be happening in any schooling, because a person is completely ignorant and uneducated unless they know God's Word, the Bible. And as Scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So without those sort of things being taught in a school system, what they're teaching is ignoramuses and fools. They're not teaching anybody anything of worth. So when this took place, the incorporation doctrine falsely applying the Bill of Rights to the states, counties, and local governments, that's when we had prayer taken out of school, the Ten Commandments torn down off the walls, and the Bible outlawed in schools to such an extent. I know some students who took their Bible to school. They weren't preaching from it. They weren't pounding people over the head with it. They just carried their Bible to read in lunchtime or whatever. They were told they could not have that book in the public school system. The book was banned, even for them just to carry it through the halls of that...
We'll be right back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and one thing I wanted to mention before we went on, I wanted to congratulate all the people who call their senators or email their senators or fax their senators from all across America, because the amnesty bill has been defeated, at least temporarily. They've taken it off the floor. They couldn't get cloture. They couldn't get the thing moving. Senator Reed of Nevada is furious. I mean, how dare you peons out there, prevent us from declaring amnesty for 11 million or 20 million or 30 million illegal aliens and destroy America. But the good people of America rallied, and there are some good senators. Coburn, certainly Sessions. There are enough good senators, they were able to prevent them from getting closing and getting a vote on that, and they kept presenting amendments and they pulled the bill off the floor. Now, doesn't mean they're not going to bring it back again, because there really are people who want to destroy America, but the system does work. We still have a voice, and we need to organize that voice, and we can accomplish great and amazing things. All we need to do is have this coordinated, and fortunately, through talk radio and through the internet, enough people were encouraged to call their senators. They stopped the amnesty bill, which was one of the most treasonous things that George Bush has ever tried to do, and that was to give amnesty to all the people who violated our laws and come here and change America forever. Well, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. This was a great move. There's a lot more that we can do in the coming months, you know, and years. But anyway, go ahead, David, pick up the story. But I just wanted to say how important that is. And before you go on, I want you to go ahead and put out your telephone number, your website, and explain to people what the Institute of the Constitution does and why it's so important that the people out in the audience get one of your host kits and begin teaching our Americans about the Constitution, the message of freedom that has been they've suppressed so effectively through the years.
It's essential for American citizens to know the founding documents, to have a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, because otherwise, you know, when we hear a senator like Reid propose whatever legislation they want, we won't know whether what they're proposing is truly lawful, that is, in accordance with the Constitution, or against the law. And so we've designed what we call a host kit, because you're not actually doing the teaching, 12 lectures by Dr. Eidsmo and 2 lectures by David Barton, communicate the truths about what our founders' view of law and government was, what they meant by the words, the original intent of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration, and what we as citizens need to do to fulfill our role in seeing that a check takes place upon those that we send as our representatives to Washington, D.C. And so this host kit is a simple way for anyone, anywhere with a group of people to do this, and we encourage people to gather their family and friends to perhaps host it in their home, or even better, take it to your church and talk to your pastor about having a special class, whether on Sunday morning or maybe some weeknight, that would communicate these truths and basically raise up Christian citizens who know what their duty is in terms of what we are supposed to do in our constitutional republic. And if every church that believes the Bible across our country was doing this and inculcating these ideas in their people, we could take America back, because there's a far greater number of us, Christians who are committed to the Word of God and believe in liberty, far more of us than there are of the wicked tyrants who are seeking to take away our liberty. And the Constitution still is the law of the land, the supreme law of the land, which means any law made that's in violation of the Constitution is really null and void and should not be followed or carried out by any police officer, anyone in the military, anyone who's a judge, or anyone in any administrative or appointed or elected official in any capacity in our land in any way. If all those people, elected officials, were truly true to their oath of office, that is, they were committed to following the Constitution, we would have the end of all the kind of tyranny that we're seeing, an end of big government, an end of our the enormous tax burden that Americans bear. All these things would come to an end, and our liberties would be restored to us. So we're excited about seeing this take place across all 50 states now. And you can get a host kit if you call us toll-free. You can purchase a host kit at 866-730-9796. That toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website and purchase it on the website at the web store there. And that website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. Dr. Stan, we also have a really special opportunity. A great American hero is coming for a conference here in Central Maryland. Former Alabama Chief Justice of their Supreme Court, Roy Moore, is going to be speaking at a conference July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. He's going to be preaching at my church Sunday morning, July 1st, speaking at another church in the evening, and then a series of seminars and lectures, not only by himself, but several other speakers. Just an excellent time. And if people go to our website or even call us toll-free and can find out more details about that conference and sign up to join us for an exciting time, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're really looking forward to that event, because we recognize that if Christians get this message If pastors understand what needs to take place in their churches, we can turn America around. We can restore our constitutional republic. But if it doesn't happen, if Christians just sit and become couch potatoes and do nothing, we can be sure of one thing. Our liberties are going to be stolen by the evil, wicked people who are intent on enslaving every one of us and depriving us of our liberty and our life and our property as well. Well, going back to the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment said that courts, and here's where the incorporation doctrine has become very egregious, what they have done. The courts have ruled that liberty and due process include all the rights guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, and therefore the entire Bill of Rights applies to every level of government and every action of government at every single level. So municipalities, counties, school districts, subdivisions of state government, all of these have to fulfill the restrictions that the Bill of Rights calls for. The interesting thing is, hypocritically, they don't do this with the Second Amendment. Oh, they talk about the First Amendment all the time, of the Incorporation Doctrine, but they never talk about the Second Amendment, that we have a right, a God-given right, to keep and bear arms. Oh, you know, that one doesn't apply, basically, is the way the courts have treated the Incorporation Doctrine. All the other amendments, but that one, they like to ignore. Again, demonstrating their hypocrisy and their intent on stealing our liberty. In the other details of the 14th Amendment, it said that anyone who aided the Confederacy may not vote or hold office unless pardoned by Congress. So basically, they criminalized everyone who did what our founders did in separating from Great Britain. They declared their independence, and now because of they lost the war for Southern independence, these people were declared non-citizens. They had their rights as citizens stripped from them for life unless the Congress decided to pardon them. They were basically labeled criminals.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Freedom Network and Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mr. David Whitney. And it is exciting to know that in all 50 states now, they are holding or have held the institutes, people are being trained, the movement is growing and spreading, and you're not going to hear about it from people like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly, among the, you know, best conservatives that money could buy. They don't want you to be stressing the importance of our Constitution, because it's the very foundation of our freedom. And there are those who would have freedom disappear in America as we move towards the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. Pick the story up, David.
Well, the final details of the 14th Amendment states that debts owed to Union soldiers are valid, but debts owed to Confederate soldiers are invalid. And as the case is with most wars, that it's the winners who not only write the history book, but they penalize the losers. And the sad thing here is that this war was completely unnecessary. There was no need to end slavery by this means. England ended slavery without violent and bloodshed, as was done here. And all that took place had very little to do with slavery, which is the lie that most people have heard and believed. It had everything to do, however, with expanding federal government power, which is what the 13th and 14th and 15th and subsequent amendments all did, and centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., and destroying the powers that the states had up to that point in time. Oftentimes people talk of it as states' rights. I don't really like the term states' rights, because states don't have rights. People have rights, God-given rights. God gives rights to people, and to states, it is up to the people to delegate powers to the states, limited, enumerated powers delegated to the individual states. And the states were to have far more power than the federal government, which was the wise design of our founders to prevent a centralization of power in Washington, D.C., which they knew was the only way tyranny could happen in America, if you centralized all power in Washington, D.C. If you had tremendous powers on the parts of the states, they would counterbalance and prevent Washington, D.C. from gaining all power over the citizens. And so while we might look at the 13th Amendment and say, you know, ending slavery was a good thing, and, you know, for requiring the states to not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property, those things sound like good things. They might be good things in and of themselves, but they are not what should have been entrusted to the federal government. So if I had my wish and my druthers, I would like to see the abolition of each of these amendments, not the return to slavery, but the return to the states having the powers to make those decisions for themselves, not have those decisions made for them at the federal level. And the evidence is what's happened with our federal government since these amendments have passed. It's over 100 years now, and what we see is our gargantuan leviathan that has become our federal government, that is now intrusively involved in every part of our lives, spying on us. Even probably this phone conversation is being listened to by those goons who should repent, because they're going to spend a long time in hell if they do not repent for the oath they gave to Almighty God to defend and uphold the Constitution. So if they're spying on us right now, they're violating their oath before God to uphold the Fourth Amendment that says they cannot spy on us without a search warrant. And that means God on Judgment Day will hold these wicked tyrants accountable for the evil that they are doing even right now, and they will spend eternity in hell. They're endangering their eternal soul when they take an oath before Almighty God, and then they go and they break that oath before Almighty God. And perhaps some of them have an excuse. I've never studied the Constitution. Well, then you should never have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution unless you understood the original intent of that Constitution and are willing to obey it to the very last letter, because God will hold them accountable. He will not grade on a curve or somehow let them off the hook for having made an oath that they proceed to violate. And that's true for many Americans, because there's all kinds of Americans who are police officers and in the military and serving in the administration of state as well as federal government that are daily violating this Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. And many of them, I would have to say, are doing it out of ignorance. They're not maliciously thinking, oh yeah, how am I going to go out and violate the supreme law of the land today? They're just ignorant of it, which is why, again, it's so important for every American to study these documents, to understand the original intent, and understand what it requires of us as citizens who take an oath to uphold it, as citizens who, even though we don't take an oath to uphold it, we are required by God to maintain our freedom by only electing and sending those to represent us in Washington, D.C., who will truly abide by the terms of this contract. And we should hold their feet to the fire. When they violate the terms of this contract, they ought to hear from us in no uncertain terms that they are acting in an unlawful way in rebellion against the supreme law of the land. And if millions of Americans did this, and millions of Americans understood this, and millions of Americans as police officers and as members of the military and members of various levels of government refused to violate the Constitution, refused to do unlawful actions, even though they're commanded to do so by the highest authorities, we could end the tyranny today. We could stop it in its tracks. The only way it gets away from most people is they do not know the Constitution, and therefore they go ahead with what are tyrannical and unlawful actions, ignorantly violating our God-given rights. And our founders, they basically had this exact same complaint against King George III. They said, King George III, we have a law. You have violated the law. You have run roughshod over the God-given rights of your citizens, and therefore, you, King George, are no longer fit to be the ruler of a free people. And that's the situation where we're at today. And Dr. Stan and your many other shows, you talk about many of the details of the unlawful and the tyrannical actions of our government that should be brought to an end because they are against the supreme law of the land, and even in a bigger perspective, they're against the supreme law of the universe, God's law, the Bible. And when they violate God's law, there's going to be hell to pay someday. They're not going to get away with it. God will judge the wicked, and God will judge the wicked who are ruling our land. But we should have no part of that wickedness. And anyone who's listening that's either an elected or appointed official or taking an oath before the Constitution, they need to abide by God's law.
Thank you so much, David. We'll look forward to talking to you next month again.
God bless.
Right, God bless. And we'll be back to wrap up the program in just a moment.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Tekele Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about Tekele Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and well, this is the time I should mention that my ministry, is listener supported. And if you agree that we have a unique approach to what's going on, and you'd like to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America truly is under attack today. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces, and right now they're drawing us into a war in the Middle East, which will lead us into a war with the whole Muslim world, and I fear for what's going to happen to Israel. I fear for what's going to happen to the United States when this happens. Because if you think we're going to be able to continue killing Muslims, and there's no way you can avoid killing women and children when you're over there fighting, why, of course, there will be retaliation here in America. There is a blowback. There are consequences, and men and women become accomplices to the evils we fail to oppose. Why are we fighting in Afghanistan today? Have you ever asked that? I mean, we went there to get Osama bin Laden. We allowed him to escape. So why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? Why we're fighting the wicked Taliban? People have forgotten. We created the Taliban. We provided the textbooks for the Taliban to indoctrinate them in this radical form of Islam, which had been long since forgotten, until working in conjunction with Saudi Arabia, the United States financed the establishment of the Taliban back in 1994, and we financed it right up until we attacked it in the year 2001, and today we finance the Pakistani government that finances the Pakistani military, that finances the Pakistani intelligence, ISI, that finances the Taliban that is killing our boys in the poppy fields and the villages of Afghanistan. What's wrong with this picture? Why, because it's Vietnam all over again. And until you begin to think and question and ask yourself why, nothing makes sense. Why didn't we send enough men into Iraq to do the job and do it right? We sent in 697,000 men during the Gulf War I and 150,000 in Gulf War II. What's wrong with this picture? We never went in to win. Our men are courageous. They fight valiantly, but they're never allowed to win because we're not there to win the war. This is a prelude to World War III. Stop and think and begin to question everything you are told. They don't make mistakes in Washington, D.C. They're very smart. They just want to make you think that they make mistakes. Well, you need to see my videos, the DVD, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we'll have a lot of those with us when we come back. And incidentally, if you'd like to get 20 copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD and a copy of my new DVD on the Forbidden Secret, you can get it for $99.95. We're going to run another series of stamp out 1,000 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness because they move very well. But if you'd like to get 20 copies and the other DVD, that is the Forbidden Secret, they're $99.95 plus shipping. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and way to introduce people to what's going on, and it'll help us too. So, well, hope to see you tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll be back with you again on Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Wally Chobot was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and as a young man became a member of...
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tekele Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about Tekele Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Witness the abuses occurring in Darfur. Ariella Blatter of Amnesty International says the site is intended to spur reaction from those who view the images.
Our intent is to bring this